extra word shomer by nevelo. So Yod now putting that for Yodis. The Gemara says no. For Yemeno Inyan l'shomer the nevelo to no Inyan l'shomer the Yalma. Maybe put it for the parasha of shomer the all over, and therefore be like this: shomer lahachnis for shomer l'tzar fenechnami. Leave the extra word shomer by the parasha of a shomer where something's only a watcher. And then what do you need it for? It's like a true one shomer tell us lahachnis. No, it's stamish shomer l'hoitzi. That I learned out from Yad. Now there's an extra posik by Shomer, that's Lahachnis, it could bring in Tumah. And also Shomer Litzarif, it can starif. Because I have this extra posik Shomer now by Novela. Av Yad Lahachnis Loi. But maybe a Yad, if you only have a Yad, it's not a Shomer like a bone, it doesn't really watch it, it's only a Yad, maybe it only helps Lahachnis to bring Lahachnis Loi, maybe it does nothing to bring a Tumah. Maybe it only helps you Lahitzi, but not to bring a Tumah. So it's still a kasha. How do we know to say Yodos is lahachnas? It's more so like this. Ela rather mi kor at the beginning. Ki ksivi yad. You know where the Torah writes the whole parasha of Yodos? Ahachnosa ksiva. It's talking about bringing in tumah. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Rashi says, Klema, hoda pachin imereisha im mi yad lohoitzi vo lahachnas. That's not a question. The chiksev yad beoichlin at chilas tumosan ksiva k'shem mekablin oisa min asheretz. When it says kol zera zeru zera, it's talking about a seed. It's not tummy yet. It's talking about now lekabel tuma. That's talking about bringing be machnis tuma. And there it says the parasha of yad. Tell the mikora chiksev yad achnosik ksiva. It says where you bring the tuma inside it. So therefore it's like this. So el shomer din avet yeah. So therefore we know like this. Yad you have a posik lahachnis. Once it brings in Tumah, Pshita takes out Tumah. So I know now Yad is Lohitza Lahachnis. And Shomer, it's a Kalv Chomer, should have the same dinim. And it says one time Shomer, the teacher says, even Mitzarev. So now the Gemara is so, the Gemara asks, if so, El is Shomer the Nevela Lomeli. I have an extra time it says the word Shomer by Nevela, what do I need it for? I know already. Rashi says like, El is Shomer the Nevela Lomeli. Bishleim Mekula Tzrich, I need it, I feel Yad and Nevela. Shkotay Medayu. By Nevela itself, yeah, by Nevela Hastus, and Nevela, we say it's not Mishnah. It's not Mitzarev by Nevela. It's only Mitzarev by Tumas Eichlin, not by Nevela. So what does the Pesach have to say a Pasha of a Shemer by Nevela for? So Mora says, Ilitz the roof for Yamatala Mitzarev. By Tumas of Nevela, that our Mishnah says is not Mitzarev. Ila Hachmas Lohitzi. Kavuchaymin miyad asiyah. It's a kavuchaymin from yad. Madach only a yad could take in and take out. So pshita or a shomer could take in and take out. So what does that have to say the word shomer by nevela? It's more so true. I'll tell you that milsa the yas of the kavuchaymin tarav because of lakro. Sometimes even though something I know from the kavuchaymin lakir the shomer of a nevela, I would have a kavuchaymin the madach the yad is lohitzi lahachnis pshita the shomer is the same way also. But sometimes I have nothing better to say. I have a right to say, Torah of the cross of the Lakro, the Torah bothered itself and wrote it down. That's called Milsa, the Yasa, the Kabbalah, the Torah of the cross of the Lakro. Moses says, Yehochi, if so, show me the Alma, every Shem also. How do you have an extra pasuk to say? It's Litzarif. Maybe the reason why the Torah wrote the Pasha of Shemer, Emeloch, Lahachnis. Maybe Shem is only coming, it could be Machnis Tumah. The question is learned out from a Kalbachayma. Still, I'll tell you. Well, Milsa, the answer, the Kalbachayma, talk of the cross of Lakra. Tell me, even though something I could learn out from a Kalbachayma, but sometimes the Torah still goes out of its way and writes it down. So maybe it was even by a Shemer, it's only going out of its way to say that it could be Machnis Tumah. But maybe it's not Mitzarev. So Mora says, no. The Chalal is Heichod Yikula Medrish Dashinim. When we could Darshin, Avada we Darshin. So well, it's more Mitzarev to say that a Shemer. It's a drosha to say it could even be mitzarev. So therefore, by Tumas Eichlin, like in our mission there, when you have a seed, so when you have the shell around the seed, the shomer of it, it's also mitzarev to make for the shear of Tumah. Yeah. So that's how we know the dinim that a shomer is mitzarev. Yeah. Nizrashin. Yeah. Amos says, Rabbi Chaviva Omar Chizal like this. Shani Shomer de Nevela, no. A Shomer of Nevela is different. Kivan de Maise Yad, COVID, since it's doing a Maise Yad, a Yad Shadinelei. We only says talking about a shayma, that's all. It has loch like a yad. Rashi says, the Yerlam can amina mikarwa, the shayma din avelo, to lo yitzroch, to nu inyan li yad. Put it for the parsha of yad. I could go partly ask the question, heima to nu inyan li shayma di yamo, av yad lachnas lo yashkichon. So Rashi says, la pirchi, the chivon the maisi yad of it, since it's a maisi yad, a shayma of an avelo, Shem star of kisha shemrim elamach nesumaitzi. But since by a novella the shemir is not mitzarif, so mel has loch like a yad. It's kamais yad mitzaro. You threw the day. The day leitzuch. Yeah, therefore you don't need it for shemir because the shemir of novella doesn't have any special loches. Therefore yad shadin lei. The is inyan liyad the alma. Rashi says kula tzricha. Kol yodas tiksiv, you need loitzi tzrichim. The chad mi the royasia. Yeah. Alright. So that's the tale of the chan shem in the velo. Kivin the maise yad, it's only doing the maise yad, therefore yashadin in lay. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishmoel. He asked a question like this. Yeah. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yishmoel. Hold it now, that we learned. Hapit Moshe Rimon. Mitzarefes, but say hanet shaloi mitzarefes. These are the two covers, two peels around the pomegranate. Rashi says the pitmo. Rashi says who shomer al piv, the pitmo that's a watcher on top of the mouth of the pomegranate. The hanet shomer achal agabe pitmo. The nace even goes around the pitmo. So if there are two shells around this pomegranate. That's the pitmo. Yes, it says loch this a pitmo shrimi is mitzaref. The anate, the top one, is not mitzaref. Now, the question is why? The amai, kori kana kol zera zerua, v'leko. Which is a mitzaref, dein shemer agavi shemer. Yeah. So the question is, though, over here, l'chura, that why is there a din shemer altogether? Rashi the amai, l'leko men kader, you can't say it's kader shemer yodem moitzin l'zriya, or lab zeruim, we don't plant this. You only plant a branch, and so people don't take it out with it the way it is right now. So, how do you know this is the parts of a shomer over here? So, how do you know the parts of a shomer here by the pomegranate? You only know from the parts of Zeroyim that you plant it that way. Here, you don't plant a pomegranate. That's one question. Yevisu, secondly, hold it now, that we learned. Oh, the haroit of yakefa, says now Mishnah. The or the skin, the right of yakefa, mitzvah for tamah tumas eichlin. The law mitzvah for tumas eichlin. So, also, questions we know, how do we know this? How do we know it's mitzvah for tumas eichlin? Yeah. Samar says, Ela rather, the pshat is that tolosi kroi ksivi. There are three psukim. It says, I call zera zeruah she yizera. So chad is l'shoim with Israel. So again, it says tlosik roik sivi. Our kol zera zeruah she yizora chad l'shoim with Israel. But there's a parash of shomer by Israel, the things you plant. V'chad l'shoim with ilonus, even by a tree. I mean, this pomegranate also is a parash of shomer. It's also mitzvah to make up the shear. And then either the third one, l'shemer bosra beitzim dogim, that the shemer with the skin on the meat or the beitzim, the eggs, the shell around the egg, there's also mitzaref. So you have three psukim that say that all have parshas of shemer. Omer d'chiyah barashi, omer rav, yesh yad l'tumo, v'yein yad l'hechsher. That was saying the old parsha of yad l'tumo means that if the meat is tamei, so it takes out, if you touch the bone, you become tamei, or the opposite, it brings the tumor in. That it helps. But v'yein yad l'hachshir, let's say you have meat on the bone, and the water only goes upon the bone, not upon the meat. It's not a novella, it's a regular piece of meat. So it doesn't help. The hechsher, the water has to go on the meat. If it only goes on the yad, there's no parsha of yad l'hechsher. V'yich l'nomeno, yesh yad l'tumu l'hachshir, goes both ways. If the water goes on the bone, it's also machshir the meat inside it, on the other side of it. So the mic, let's look at what's the machlokes over here. He boys them if you want to tell you slow it's a slurry. He boys them if you cross a posik. He boys them the cross is a posik over here. Masa the nikwin it is the funnot, le lefnei funnot. You only dash in one and not twice backwards. also, all before. Rashi said, Nikun Nidrish, Lechol Denav Pi Yodis Minei Nidrish Lefonav Atomehu. Vele Lefnei Fonav, Avchiyitein Mayim Duresh Nekro. As the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about the water goes on it, Lahash Lekabatumma. So that's the beginning of the Pasuk. Then it talks about Tomei. So if you say the word Yad only goes on the Fonav, that's only in the Pasuk of Tumma. You said even goes backwards, Lefnei Fonav, twice before, that's also a Pasuk of Hefshir. So that's the machlokes, do we darshan it so far back or not? You boys, we want to tell you boys, same as sort of slower. Ma'asavar hechshel chilas tumma, who? That the plochur is you need water to go on food to be mashed to make it fit to the kabbal tumma. That's a halach of chilas tumma. That's like the beginning of tumay. So it has a loch of tumma. So of course the yad would hope for it. Or ma'asavar hechshel knows lat chilas tumma, who? It's not the beginning of tumma, it's two separate things. You have to first get it fit, water has to go on the food, and then later, when it gets tumor, that's called tumor. But right now, there's no shaykh to tumor, so that's for machlokes. This parsha of Hechsher is called like the beginning of tumor or not. Everyone says, Tani Kavosa, the Rav Yechanan, I'll bring you proof of Rav Yechanan, that yes, there is the parsha of Yad Hechsher. It says, Kishem, Shiyashel, this we have a Yad by tumor, Shino Kach, Yesh Yad Hechsher, is also the parsha of Yad Hechsher. O Kishem, Shem, Kavim tumor, Elokish Yatoshu. Just like a tree is only mekabel tumah after it's taken off the tree, kol zman it's attached, it's growing, it's not mekabel tumah. Kach the same thing, ein mekabel hechsher, elat chitosh, the same thing, hechsher also, if water goes on Paris, it means nothing, kol zman they're attached. So this would be good with leswara, but hechsher is a type of beginning tumah. So hechsher could also only be after it's detached from the tree. Kol zman it's attached to the tree, there's no din hechsher. Yeah. Omar Rav, ein yad apokos mekazayis. Let's say the food is less than a kezayis and there's a yad there, that means nothing. Rashi says, "If yesh oichel tochus mekezayis kegoyin pul oichatzi zayis boser for lo yad rehein im oichlen kebeitza for nagutum biyad hove ikra ein kezayis biyachad ein choshu liyis lo yad v'akol tor." The yad to food that's less than kezayis means nothing. Doesn't take out tumah. Yeah, that's Rav's loch. In Yad, the pochus mikazayis. The yain shem rosa, the same thing, the pochus mikapul. The less than the size of the pool, there's no din. Rashi says, Lel, it's tarif, then you kibbeit, so lel, hachas loitzi. Gon etzim, doesn't bring us less than the size of a kapul, like a bean. The Yechanan omenor, the Yechanan says, yesh yad, the pochus mikazayis. And the yesh shem, the pochus mikapul, both ways it helps. There's a parish of the yad that helps. It's a part of it. So, the yad applies both places. But it makes me have a question. It says here, Beis Atzom is two bones. V'yaleim Beis Chatzor Zesim. Each one has a Chatzor Gezayis. V'ichnis Rosheim, you put the heads of the bones. V'ichnis Rosheim Beis. L'bayis, both heads you put into a house. V'yabayis Ma'yaleim. And the house is covering over them. It says, Abayis Tomei, the bayis becomes Tomei. Yudid ben Akus Yomim Mishum Rav Yaakov. Heich Shnei Atzom is a Tafim Gezayis. No. Since each one by itself is not Tomei, you can't bring both of them together. But the Tanakhama says, yes, both of them, and the bones of a mace. So they both could bring in the tomb of a mace. Rashi says, Habayis Tomei, Hamayel ala Yad, Kemayel ala Bosom. Since even though just the Yad, just the bone went in, not the meat, but it's also called like you're being mile over the Bosom. And therefore, since the mice are both Yodis are there, and together you have the Gezayis of a mace, so Mashm we say, Yesh Yad, Lechatzi Gezayis, and together it's Mitzvarefit. So there's a Kash, there's a right of Yechanan. You say, Yesh Yad, it's called Tekash, and the other one of Yom, that says, Ein Yad. And like Rashi explains over here, even though the bone itself of the mace is also Metame, but the bone is only Metame, but Magda Matzah, the Ein Metame, but Yom, has no Tumas Oyo. He says, so here you have to come on to this Yad of the bones, like bringing in the Tumah of the Bosor itself, therefore makes the Batim Tomei. And, Yehudi ben Akus Yemim Mishun Rabbi Yaakov Heich Shnei Atzomot Mustafa Gezayis. He has Kashia. Him Roy Etzem Mechur of Roish Yecha Gezayis. He'll be Moido. He has to Chuyad Lo Bitum Lebayis. Salve Yad, the Prophet from Gezayis Leom Rinan. So that's the Machlekes. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Okay, we were holding off Kuf Yud Tes. Let's start this lift Gemara over again. The bottom Gemara again was Machlekes here. Yeah, again, Omar Rav. Rav holds Ein Yad Lepochus Mikizayis, V'Yein Shomer Lepochus Mikapul. Rav holds there's no Din Yad to bring the Tum in if it's less than a Kizayis. If the meat there is less than a Kizayis, there's no Din Yad. And no Din Shomer, which is a stronger Din, it is less than a Kapul. A Kapul is a very small shear, it's a bean. But if it's less than a bean there, then there's no Din Shomer at all. Not to bring the Tum, not to take out Tum, not to be Mitzara. It has to be at least the size of a kapul like the bean of the boser itself. Rav Yechon, he holds yesh yad lepochus mikizayis. Even though there's less than the kizayis of a boser there, still the bone, the yad, could bring and take out tumah. And also the yesh shem lepochus mikapul. Even though the food is less than the size of a bean, still Rashi says pull this pochus haba mikizayis, much smaller than a kizayis. Still, there's a lock of a shemir on. That's from Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. That says, "Makes another question." It says, "Beis Chatzoy." So you have two bones. These are yodis lechura. V'yaleihem beis chatzoy zaisim, and each bone has the chatzik gezayis of meat at one end of it. Now, v'hichnis roshem, you brought the heads of the bone, not the meat. It is a bone of a mace that has the bus of a mace there. So you put the two heads of the bones into a house. Vichnis Roshayim Beis Labayis. The law written Bahabayis Mailalayim. Now the house is like an oil. It's covering over the end of these bones that are inside the house. The law is Habayis Tomei. The house becomes Tomei. Because these bones are from a mace. And even though the law is that the etzem, the bone of a mace, is Metami Yuvamag of a Masor, but it's not Metami Bioil. Here the only reason why it's Tumas Oil is because there is meat there. And this is the yad to the meat, so therefore each yad is like a yad to the boser, and since each one has a chatzi kezayis, so together there's a kezayis of a mace, which is metama b'yoyul, and therefore the tumah goes into the house. The house is an oyel over the two bones. Schud the chloraiyot Rabbi Yechonon that you say yesh yad even prochus mekezayis. Now Ben Akusiyah says no. A Yehuda Ben Akusiyah, he says. Mishum Reb Yaakov Imer Reb Yaakov. No, heich shnei atzomas and starful mekazayis. How could these two bones, of course, since each one is only a chatzi kazayis, you can't put the two together? Therefore, there's no tumas oil in this house. Therefore, the house is tor. That's Yehuda ben Akusiyah's shita. So, Mori asks the question now: Varav,